This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The part that's so surprising is, though, you'll have someone like Miles come on, and then all of a sudden they'll be like, yeah, so for the Browns at 2, it doesn't make sense, but for the Giants at 3, that's where he needs to go. And it's like, what happened? How did we move this?
Because they'd rather see him end up there than here.
That's it. Why, I mean, it seems like that way constantly. It's like every mock draft.
I'm rooting hard for it. I am rooting for the Giants to come up to 2 or even go to 1. I'm really rooting for the Raiders to come up from 6.
You see how dumb that seems, though? The idea that, not in that respect. In that respect, you're rooting for it because you want them.
I'm collecting first-round picks to get my guy next year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And by the way, that's banking on the idea that everyone lives with this fantasy land about this quarterback class from this upcoming season. It's like we talked to Joe. Joe's like, well, Drew Aller will be on the board. Yeah, Drew Aller was seeing ghost in that Penn State game. Like, Drew Aller's far away.
I'm not interested in Drew Aller.
Nussmeier. Oh, congratulations. A guy you don't like now isn't going to be able to go to the draft because he wouldn't beat out Shador and Cam Ward, but he's supposed to get that much better, and maybe he will.
Hey,
maybe
listen,
he will.
I am on the Archie Manning plan, and either Peyton and Eli can come in and run the Browns.
Archie's played 3 college games, and everyone wants to just fawn over him. He's played 3 college games, and people are like, he's the answer. Is he? He's played 3 games.
I totally poked the bear, and you took the bait.
It's ridiculous. The man's played, he's basically played high school football, and that's it. Yeah. And everyone's just like, well, there's your number one pick. And oh, by the way, if the Browns get number 2 overall and Arch Manning is everything that everyone says Arch Manning is going to be,
nobody's going to trade the first pick in the draft.
Who's getting rid of the first pick?
Yeah.
They're going to take Arch Manning, and they're going to be stuck in the same situation you're in next year. Like, that's part of the idea that's so bothersome to me. And
well, then
yes,
I will be rooting for both Cam and Shador wherever they land, that their team end up with the first pick in the draft. How about that?
Wherever they land, so that they can prove.
So that they don't need an actual quarterback. Right, and they will be willing to trade out of the first pick.
I thought you were going to say it proves that a quarterback doesn't kill you as bad as people think it does, and so you can get rid of a quarterback after 1 year if they absolutely do stink and take another crack at it.
Playing chess, not checkers over here, Jonathan.
I think that is chess, not checkers. The idea that you can just get rid of a quarterback if they're not good. Like everyone, I think you said earlier, it sets you back 3 to 5 years. No, it doesn't. The Cardinals were pushed back for 1 season.
If you're the Cleveland Browns, it does, though. That's the thing.
It doesn't have to, though. It really doesn't. The way everything is set up in the NFL, you really can take as many swings at this until you get it right. You really can. And when you have the number 2 overall pick,
you're saying Deshaun has not set them back.
I'm not saying that with Deshaun. Deshaun, you paid $230 million in guaranteed money to. I'm talking about the taking a quarterback at number 2 does not kill you long term. It really doesn't. If the cost is...
It will cost you your job.
Well, I mean, Andrew Berry not taking a quarterback at number 2 has a higher likelihood of costing him his job than taking a quarterback at number 2.
See, I disagree, because all Andrew has to say is our evaluation, our scouting says they're not top 2 picks. I'm not spending top 2 picks.
But he's got to win at some point, Daryl. That's the reality. He's got to win at some point.
Remember, I made the playoffs twice in 5 years.
That's not good enough. For most GMs across the league, in 6 years,
Jonathan,
winning, going to the playoffs twice is not anywhere close to good enough.
This is going to shock you, Jonathan. But at 40 and 44, you are looking at the most successful full-time regime in modern Cleveland Browns history.
But they don't have to measure up against modern Cleveland Browns history. You have to measure up to what the NFL is right now. And you don't get 6 years and two playoff appearances to say that's good enough. That is crap, Daryl, and you know that.
I know it is, but I'm just telling you.
You lose your job if you're that bad at it.
They should have lost their job after this season.
We both agree with that. So why do we think that they're going to have 12 more years to figure this thing out?
You went from 11-6 in the playoffs to winning three games.
And we're going to take a call here because David's going to get something that I tried getting on with you earlier, and I just it gets me riled up. So maybe I can yell at David instead of yelling at you.
Well, I think David's team Daryl here could – go ahead. Here we go.
David, you're up. What's
you're
up,
man? You're about to be 0-3. Here we go.
How you fellas doing today?
Hey, Daryl. David, sorry. I'm talking
don't
to Daryl.
Don't insult David,
David
like that.
Hi, David.
Hi, David. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Well, look, take the best player on the board. I mean, we're in a situation where we got to find somebody to know how to draft players, number one.
All right, David, let me ask you this, though. This is what I jammed up Daryl with, so I want to hear it from you, okay? Because I thought a lot about this last night. Your best player available. Let's say they make a trade with the Raiders and they go back to number six. And best player available on the board at number six is a running back in Ashton Jeanty. Are you taking Ashton Jeanty, the running back, at number six? Because he would clearly be the BPA, the best player available, based off of all the mock drafts and everything we have when it comes to BPA.
I mean,
taking a running back in that spot is ridiculous.
I mean, we still need a running game. We don't even have a running game. Who's our running back?
David, you wouldn't take him. No one with a sensible mind would take a running back at sixth overall. That's not how the NFL works today. Because you don't just take best player available. The position that you play matters. It matters in a big way in the NFL. David.
But the best players aren't quarterbacks. That's the point. The best players in this draft are not quarterbacks.
What are they?
They're not quarterbacks.
One of them is a running back. And you wouldn't dare take a running back that high. You wouldn't do it in today's NFL. It's nonsensical, David, and that's the point. Like, the position that you play has to matter, and it has to equate into all this. There's a reason why everyone mocked the Steelers for taking an off-ball linebacker at 10th overall. So, you know, there's certain positions you can't touch in the first round.
So, I mean, it's almost like you're saying don't make a pick at all. You got to make a pick somewhere.
Right.
I'm team trade
down. That's why quarterback, even if they're the 10th best, and that's what many places, and thank you, David, I appreciate you. You got me to where I wanted to go. That's why many places, again, if you're 10th, 11th, and Todd McShay, we use a couple of the different analysts to get to the spot where Jeanty's the fourth BPA, the fourth best available player, and then Shador and Cam are 10th or 11th. But quarterback matters more than running back. We can all see that. We all know that. It's obvious. But then everyone stops short and saying, well, you can't take a quarterback at number two. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. That's the part I get hung up on.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Steelers at 21. That is where...
It's where Ashton Jenny, for a lot of people, are projecting him as far as the actual mock drafts, because even though they put him as the BPA number four, if you rank out the players from an actual skill set standpoint, they put him at number four, and most people, and this is what made me think of it yesterday, because I looked and saw where the Steelers were, most people have the Steelers taking him at 20-21. Right? 21, I think, is the number?
Yep, this is where Daniel Jeremiah in his mock draft, that's where he has him falling.
Right, because even though he's the fourth best player as far as the rankings out as the draft is concerned, you wouldn't take him in the top four. You wouldn't dare do that.
He has Shedeur Sanders.
Because position matters.
He has Shedeur Sanders naturally dropping to number six to the Raiders.
Yes, because even though he is the 10th or 11th best player in this draft, there's not a single mock draft person that will put him anything below six.
So,
because position matters.
I'm going to try and jam you up right now.
Please do.
Let's say the Browns trade back. Shedeur is still there, right? Cam won't be.
I think I know where you're going, but I'll let you finish.
Hang on. So,
I get excited.
Cam.
I'm an excitable boy.
Cam is gone early. I think he's going to be probably the one or two pick in the draft.
Right? You love Cam now. You're a big Cam guy from what I hear.
I'm not saying he's worthy of it, but that's where it looks like he's going to go, right? That's where all the signs seem to point. But let's say the Browns trade back. They stay in the top 10, pick your team, whatever, right? Let's say they're in the between 6 to 10 range, okay? Shedeur's on the board. I think possibly I could swallow that a little easier than taking him with the second pick in the draft.
See, that's the part that always loses me, is that so many people make that same claim, too. It's like, well,
it's
at 6th, I'll take him.
You
take him at 2, you need to take him at 6.
I'd take him at 8 or 9 or 10.
That's
or
so wild
12.
To me. So you'd be willing to go through the plan of letting him be your quarterback for a whole year and potentially even 4 or 5 years, potentially the next decade and a half, based off of whether it's the pick number 2 or pick number 6?
And
you're not the only person to say this, by the way, and it blows my mind.
And I pocket first-round picks. I pocket extra picks while doing this.
You had a little bit of Sopranos vibe to you there while doing this.
I had to catch myself.
I don't understand how you can be taking him at number 2 is unacceptable. But if he's there at 8, then all of a sudden you want to go ahead and go down that road.
I'm all about shopping.
Do you
on
like
sale.
The quarterback or do not like the quarterback? If you like the quarterback enough at 8, you should like the quarterback enough at 2.
Yeah, see, that's where we disagree.
We're never going to get on the same page there, Daryl.
No,
I don't think we're ever going to get on the same page there.
No matter how, you're never going to talk me into your plan, which is just take
so
one
the,
of these
the way
guys
that
the
on draft night, we're sipping champagne together and we're all having a good time.
You know what I think?
It's dropping
draft
down from 2 to 8.
I think
Shedeur
you should come hang
there.
Out with me in Berea.
I don't think I want to do that.
I think you should. We'd have a great time.
Why do I want to do that?
Because we'd have a great time.
No, we would.
Absolutely. I mean, look.
Why?
I'll say this.
Based off of what do you think we're having a great time with me hanging out with you in Berea?
Because we're having a great time now.
You want to say have me come over to your house or something like that and we can sit in front of your TV that's obstructed view by your Christmas tree, then we could do that.
What do you mean obstructed? No!
I feel like I'm sitting behind one of those poles at the baseball stadium. I got an obstructed view ticket anytime I go to your house and try to watch TV.
I sent you photographic evidence. There is no obstruction with my Christmas tree and my television. Yeah. You know what?
Your big great offer is come work with me. Okay, great. Thanks,
No,
Daryl.
You wouldn't have to worry. Just come hang out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wouldn't
put you to transcribe Andrew Berry's comments as he writes out how this is the only move that he could make because he had to?
I've got that handled.
Okay.
I'm good on that.
All right.
I'm frantically searching in my phone to pull up the text message that you sent me Actually, I sent it to you and Nick both, didn't I?
Because I wondered why you had obstructed view in your own house.
Yeah.
You put your TV in a way that you couldn't watch it.
Let's see here. You did not reply, but you did.
That tracks.
You emphasize.
I'm a good replier.
You gave me the two exclamation points.
Well, that's my go-to. My go-to is okay. I do a lot of the exclamation points, or I'll do a ha-ha button or something.
Matt,
what a great invention that's been, though.
Is this an obstructed view?
People don't talk enough about the idea that they gave me emojis and different things I can just respond to.
Is the whole television not in that photo that I'm showing you right now?
I can see the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, any angle. I mean, I can. I mean, that you've seen.
It's
ever
not
going,
angle. That's
ever,
where I was. That's where my recliner was.
Saw
right
this,
there.
Saw this view of the Super Bowl, and it was like
an obstructed view.
SeatGeek made it look perfect, and the guy showed up, and it was a complete. You couldn't see the 20-yard line.
Like you're coming to Wrigley Field.
I do. Well, if I'm going to hang out with you on draft night, I'll bring the bubbly. We can have a good time. But I'm not going to Berea. If you're stuck working in Berea, I'm not doing
that. I'll see if I can get some load management from Keith that night. Skip the draft. Skip the first round. Browns have the second pick in the draft. Keith, I need the night off.
I don't think he's
going to
let you do that. I wonder if they'll send me off like when Baker got drafted. They sent me to that the party they did in the Muni lot instead. And it was quite the scene. And I'll never forget taking video of that when they took Baker. And there was such mild applause. It was unbelievable. Like, there was nothing. And the Browns set up this whole thing in the Muni lot to have the number one pick, and everyone's supposed to go wild the moment they take a quarterback. And then they took Baker, and it was like a golf clap.
We had a remote that night, too, and I remember walking into the bar, and it was very lukewarm.
It was a golf clap. It was insane. 216-474-092. We'll get to what Ty Jerome had to say about the Cavs next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.